The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Male songbirds woo females much like the way cell phone companies lure customers. If all cell phone companies offered the same packages, it would be easy to compare rates and choose the best, quickly driving those with costlier plans out of business. Instead, the more expensive providers pitch offerings that are difficult to compare. Likewise, male songbirds that cannot compete at singing one song will switch to another to try and trick females. And the females comparison shop for mates. If a male is a better singer than his opponent, he should match the opponent's song type so that it's easy for the female to figure out who's best. But if a male knows he's beat, his best bet is to try to fool her by singing another totally different song. If she has trouble comparing the two songs, she might pick the worst singer. In the cases of both the songbirds and the cell phone companies, the customer, or female bird, wants to get the best deal. While advertisers want to sell their product or male bird sperm, irrespective of whether the customer gets the best deal available or not. This could explain why songbirds evolved to learn how to play a variety of tunes.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.